SEN Sport Update.
This is SEN Sports News Bite. Here's what's making news around the sporting world thanks to Carsales. Unique insights and exclusive perks with Carsales for owners. Well, it was a big weekend for sport this weekend as the Penrith Panthers have bet the Melbourne Storm 10-6 to reach their second straight NRL Grand Final going into next weekend facing the Rabbitohs. Last year's runners-up avenged their 2020 Grand Final loss to the Storm with a hard-fought victory at Lang Park, with the Panthers' defence leaving the Melbourne side riddled with errors. The Storm missed several opportunities after they failed to convert pressure into points in the first half, which saw them down 6-0 at the break. The Wallabies have recorded three straight wins for the first time since 2017, beating Argentina 27-8 in their rugby championship test in Townsville. Earlier in the evening, New Zealand claimed the rugby championship title with a gripping 19-17 victory over the world champions South Africa. And in the AFL, the D's have finally made it to heaven as Melbourne's 57-year-long premiership drought ends with a massive 74-point win over the Bulldogs. The D's got up early with the first quarter, proving a telling tale of how the game would play out. But the Dogs came back strong in the second quarter, getting up in front at halftime and leaving the D's nervous. Melbourne's determination came back and they kicked seven consecutive goals in an explosive third quarter that saw them take control of the game and win 140-66. Melbourne star midfielder Christian Petrarca won the Norm Smith Medal following an inspiring performance in the Grand Final. Petrarca kicked two goals and equaled the Grand Final record for the most disposals with 39. He is the first Demons player to win a Norm Smith Medal and polled the maximum 15 votes from the Norm Smith judges. And Australia's netball series against England will not go ahead because of travel and quarantining issues. Scheduled for next month, the England side have been stuck in quarantine in New Zealand due to the closure of the Trans-Tasman bubble with Australia. The English team will now return home to prepare for a series against Jamaica in November and December. That was your SEN Sports News Bite, brought to you by Carsales.
SEN Sport Update.